Okay, so we're in the middle of the Tosis on Bava Medeis regarding Chatzitza. The Gemara quotes the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. The basic klal of Chatzitza is there are two criteria midoraisa for there to be a din Chatzitza. Var Torah Rubo Umakbid Olav Chotzeitz. You need, number one, that the shear is in kamus, in quantity, has to be Rubo for there to be Chatzitza. And secondly, a tenai of echus, in terms of quality, that the person is makpid, that he doesn't want it there, that's what's necessary to be chatzitza. However, short of those two criterion, it would not be chatzitza midoraisa. The Chachamim came along and made a gzeira in two cases, rubo she'eno makpid, or miut ha-makpid would be chatzitza midrabanan. The Gemara explains, however, miut she'eno makpid would be gzeira, so that far they didn't go. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Gemara explains this in order to understand what the halacha Moshe Mesinai was about chatzitzin. We have chatzitzin is one of those things, halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Gemara asked, but didn't chatzitzin doraisa? We went out of the pasuk, besar b'mayim. And for the Gemara, the halacha Moshe Mesinai was said, b'nogeya, this is the maskana, so Gemara b'nogeya Rabbi Yitzchak. But initially, the Gemara talked about that halacha Moshe Mesinai is relevant for Seir. And that the Gemara rejects because we know that as well based on the drasha of S. Now, Tosis, we read yesterday, we began it, we'll just see it again. Tosis brings a Yesh Mefarshim, which others attribute to Rashi. The Ran attributes it to Rashi, Tosis and Erev attributes it to Rashi. And it makes sense because Rashi mentions here this point. The Hacha Ayri B'Seyar, that Rabbi Yitzchak's statement is speaking about Seyar. So Seyar has these two criterion of Rubo hamakbit to be chatzitza. So what would be the din by basar? Says Tosus, "Avo be basar chotzeitz afilu miuto she'enu makbit." In other words, there chatzitza is anything. There's no conditions. Even miut she'enu makbit, that's the din. Once the Torah says chatzitza, anything is a chatzitza. It's only by seir that we're more lenient. And that's where these halachos and conditions apply. Okay. So Tosus has numerous kashas on this. First of all, b'kasha l'Rabbeinu Tam, the first kasha from the Gemara in Yevamis. Mi'adam in Perka Orel. Nachris mu'uberes shidiz gaira, b'na ein sarach tvila. The Gemara is talking about a case of a woman who's pregnant who goes to the mikvah for gerus. The Gemara explains that the uber doesn't need its own gerus. The tvila is chal not just on the mother, but also on the fetus. Uparich, amai. Why would that be? Why wouldn't it be a problem of chatzitza? After all, the body of the mother is chotzeitz between the fetus, the uber, and the water. So how could it be a valid tefillah for the uber? And the Gemara suggests, v'chi tema, maybe you'll say the reason why it counts as a tefillah for the uber, mishum de Rabbi Yitzchak. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak established that for chatzitza to be a problem, it's only when it's rubo and makbid. So in this case, you have certainly rubo, it's kulo actually, but it's not makbid, she's not makbid. So therefore, midoraisa, there's no problem, and as Rashi explains there, therefore, with Rabbanan, in this case, for geiros, acham wouldn't have been machmir. So maybe that's why it's good. In fact, the Gemara, no, that's not sufficient. Why? Because after all, ha'amar Rav Kahana, lo shano el rubo, abu kulo chotzeitz. Rav Kahana established that there is a problem of kulo, even if it's eno makbid, if it's kulo, there is a din chatzitza. That's the Gemara's kash. The Pshat and Rav Kahana, you have to know, the words of Rav Kahana suggest that this is a din of chatzitza. Right? The words of Rav Kahana, kulo chotzeitz. In other words, to the extent that the chatzitza is a greater in terms of quantity, so then the lack of kakpada, which is the echus tanai, that's not as required. The greater the type of the chatzitza, in one respect, the more that we machmir, even if you don't have the other condition. That's pashup shat. In other words, there is what you could call the tefillah is chal here. There is a bias naim. There's something chotzeitz. It's chotzeitz bekulo. And because it's kulo, it's not just rubos, Rav Kahana says there is a problem of chatzitza. That's the words. The Brisker Rav and Sefer, if you had a chance to look at it, second Daniel, he learns differently. He learns shat in Rav Kahana's statement that it's not din chatzis at all. We mentioned yesterday at the beginning of the sugya that before you talk about chatzisa, you have to talk about the ikar halacha of tvila, and we call that bias mayim. There has to be a bias mayim. So without bias mayim, you don't have tvila. If a finger is out of the mikvah, then there wasn't a tvila. The goof didn't go in the mikvah. So the answer is that, okay, but we have chatzitza, the pshat, you had bias mayim. You had bias mayim, but there was an obstruction. So therefore you would say that maybe that's good enough. That's the din chatzitza. No, but if there's a chatzitza, that's posel. That creates a problem. So the Brisker of Taina, that if you have kulo, then it's pshat is, you don't have bias mayim. That was the problem. The Lashon is not that way. And Rishonim, I think, is also mashma, that it's a din chatzitza. And chor the pshat is, that even kulo, bias mayim it is. It's just chatzitza, the thing on the outside. It's a blockage. Just a second, Danielle, I want to take your question. But Lamaisa, what does Tosfos ask on the Gemara itself? Why, if you learn like the Yeshim Farshim, if you learn that by Basar there's a chatzitza, even miyut she'eno makbid, so Rav Yitzchak's statement was only directed to the case of Seyar, so then what did the Gemara need to bring Rav Kana for to ask the Kasha on this din of Nachis Muberes Shinizgari Ebenayin Tzarech Tvila? The Gemara should have said, V'chi Teima Mishin Rav Yitzchak, that's not going to help you, because Rav Yitzchak only gave you these conditions by Seyar, that you need Rubo HaMakbid. Mash'enkein over here, where it's the Basar, so then even if it's Wadim, it's not Makbid, even Miut, it would also be a chatzitza. So why is money Rav Kana? Who needs Rav Kana? Too much information. Forget Rav Kana. Rav Yitzchak doesn't help you. That would have been a better kasha. Vahashta, according to what Yesh Mepharshim seems to hold, the Adif Fahavale Lakshuye could have asked a better kasha. The Bebasa feel Mashahu, even less than Rob, I feel Enomak, but Chotzeitz. If this is in fact correct, that the Dvar Torah of Yitzchak was going only on Seir, then what was the Gemara being Rav Kana for? Who needs Rav Kana? Ask the kasha without Rav Kana. This is kasha number one on the Yesh Mepharshim.
Who's being Makbid or not being Makbid in this
the game? Mother.
So why would it ever affect the
sun?
If the sun is to do another
tefillah, there's no daya there. The Uber is not not born yet. In other words, you're saying why should it be nogeya? Why should the hakpada, the lack of hakpada of the mother,
be
nogeya to the Uber? Okay, so that goes to Yerachim Olav Yerachim. What?
Until it's not part of it.
That's a shag. Uber Yerachim. No, he means Uber Yerachim Olav Yerachim. Pashtus of Shad is a takpada, since there's no das of the Uber, so takpada is the function of the mother who's doing the tvila. I mean, in other words, and more than that, I mean, is it a chatzitza? So the chatzitza has to do with the fact that is there akpada on whoever could be makbid on this quote unquote chatzitza. So what is it to look at? You have to look somewhere. So you're going to look, you have to measure here. Is this the fact that the mother's body is chotzeit? Is it? Is there some hakpada here or not? If the child had das, then you would look there. There's no this. No, you have to measure it by something. I mean, there's a whole separate inyan. We saw yesterday the Ran alluded to in the Ravid. What is the meaning of makbid? Halacha l'maisa, a lot of the discussions. What called makbid? At what time? At the time of the tefillah in general? And is it subjective? Is it general? Let's say with one person is on that makbid. Is it Batla Daito? This Yosef, all the in the Shulchan Aruch there, in Kuf Tzadi Ches, you'll see all kinds of discussions, not for us right now, but what exactly is the measure of Makbid? And you know, is it a function of the individual? Is it a function of what normal people would want? And what does Makbid really mean? L'mashal, they ask a Kasha, again, once you're ready, bring it up. They ask a Kasha like this. The Rabbanan said that Miut, Miut She'enu Makbid, right? Is chotzeitz. I'm sorry. Rubo she'enu makbid is chotzeitz. Gezeira at rubo hamakbid, right? So it's only a chatzisa drabanan, right? Let it be a chatzisa daraisa. Why? Because you don't want it there. Why don't you want it there? Because Achamim made a gezeira drabanan. That's a kasha. You have to know how to answer the kasha. There are answers. There are ways around the kasha. It's a cute kasha. Right? Every rubo she'enu makbid should be rubo hamakbid. Because of the Gzair Drabana. There are ways around that. I mean, you could think of answers. I mean, there are ways. Some say you don't need it all together. You just have to get it to be mute. So you don't want it all. You don't need it all to, you know, to be removed. You just need some of it to be removed. So that's not called makpid. Makpid is you want it all to get away. Okay, it could be other answers. But again, the question is what is the definition of makpid? But in any event, there's no other way to look. There's no way to look except the mother. Does this thing need to be removed or not? So who are you going to look to? Anyway, so this is the kasha that Tos has on Rashi, or maybe Rashi, maybe not Rashi, but Yesh Mefarsh. Yeah, in Yevamis, Tosis gave weak teretz, but what does he say there? He says that in a chinami, the Gemara could have asked that kasha, but the Gemara asked this kasha. The Gemara wanted the mention of Kana. A few tamer that Rav Yitzchak spoke about Basa too, but it's not going to help you. Yeah. So you can't make a deal with the Gemara asked this kasha versus that kasha. Okay, so this kasha, maybe you can give an eitzah. But the next kasha of Tosis already, we have more work cut out for us to be miyashe. Let's see. Tosis continues with another kasha. On this yesh mefarshim, that when it comes to basar, there's no conditions. Everything is a chatzitza, miut, she'eno makbid, it's also chotzitz. What about the following factosis? The old midikayoyev shiura b'chatzitza b'meseches mikvos. All perek tes mikvos. You open up the mikvos perek tes, you have the shiurim of chatzitza. So you have the beginning of the perek is elu chotzitzin ba'adam. That's the first mishnah of the perek. And then starting with later on, in Mishnah Hey, the Perek starts Eil Chotzes in Bekelim, right? And then it goes on with all kinds of substances that are Chotzes, and in order to determine that it's Chotzes, the Mishnah has to give you all kinds of examples that would either fit into the category of Makbid or Eino Makbid, and who's Makbid, and how much are they Makbid on, and Shiurim, are you Makbid if it's this size, that size? These are various, this is the cases, case after case, starting there with Mishnah Hey. So Tosus brings examples that are quoted in Gemara Shabbos. Zok Tosfos. V'ol nidikayoyev shiura b'chatzitza. We're talking about shiurim and chatzitza, Meseches Mikvos, Mishnehei, u'maisila b'sofei u'ksharim, at the end of that parak in Mesechta Shabbos. Al ha-mardas. So mentions among the examples, mardas, it's like a saddle. So it says in one, the Tanakam says chotzeitz. And then Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that's the dissenting view, ad ki isra italki. That size of that coin, isra italki, that would be the size that a person would be makbid. It's a certain width. So up to that, pachas mikan ena chotzeitz, right? That shear and more would be a chatzitza. Less than that would not be a chatzitza. And the Kama disagrees. He says even less is chotzeitz. No. Nope. So what do you have here? A function of what? Of pay them. And we're talking here about what tvila of kalim. You know, kalim is the equivalent of what? Of guf ha'adam. Sayer is sayer, and then adam, guf ha'adam, begadim, kalim, all these things are in the same category. So if you tell me that when it comes to guf ha'adam, basar, that anything is chotzeit, then what's pshat in the Mishnah? Ad kisi talki, you're not makbid. So what? So you're not makbid. Chatzitza it is. Tosis continues with other examples. Od maisi hasam. Shel banaim, which, that's the words of the Mishnah, but the Gemara explains what it means. Tamid chacham called banaim. They're osik v'binyano shel olam. The Bartanura writes here, but that's based on the Gemara there. Shel banaim, meaning shel tamid chachamim. This is begadim. It's by begadim. Begadim are kelim. Nitzad echad chotzeitz. So even one side is considered a chatzitza, like the Gemara quotes over there in that same Amud in Mesach the Shabbos Kuf Yedal. That's how it gets into the discussion. That Tam Chacham Shinitza Rebav Abigdal Chayav Misa, the importance of Tam Chacham having clothing that are not dirty, even the smallest type of filth, would be Pamachil Hashem. So therefore, even the Tzad Echad is a chatzitza. However, Shavur, someone who's a even worse than Am Haaretz, he doesn't care if his clothing are dirty. So then it has to only be, if it's Mishneh, it's done through and through, that would be a Hakpada. That would call that. That's not Makbid. No, talking about Makbid. If it's not Makbid, so then it's fine. What do you mean? According to Yesh Mefarshim, any case other than Seir is a chatzitza, even miut she'ein amakdin. Another kash. Further, Tosa says, ubizvachim b'sof damchatas, other examples, the Gemara there at the end of the Perek Damchatas, dam al bigdo chotzeitz, dam is a chatzitza, vim tabachu, so he's a butcher, ein a chotzeitz, because he's not makbid. Revav al bigdo, typically is a chatzitza, rav is, again, it's like something like wax or whatever, chelev that's gnashed and it's dirty. Chotzeitz, however, mocha revavu, so he's selling it, so it doesn't bother him, ein a chotzeitz. No, all of this indicates that there's a problem of chatzitza only if there's makbid by chelev. So how do you resolve Shitas Yesh Mefarshim, Shitas Rashi, possibly, from all these kashas? This already is difficult. So in Mahalach, we can suggest is as follows. I would say this, there's a mashmos to the svar I'm about to tell you in the Rush, in Perek Tes Mikvos, although the Rush doesn't say it in as far as we're now about to say it. But the etzent svar is not, you know, totally off, you know, the beaten path. There's an inyan, there's a svar that I think you see already in the Rush, but his application is more limited than what we want to say. Let me suggest, let's say it outside. Chara, there could be a fundamental difference between Kalin and Basar Ha'adam. The reason why, when a person's not Makbid, there's no Chatzitza. So let's assume now by Seir, or if you hold Nag Desh Mepharshim, like Gufa Adam as well, that we would say that you need Makbid. So when a person is not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. What's the pshat? So Rashi's lashon is, has Rashi explain it? Ein makbid, havele kigufe, ho ve'ein sofa litlo, ubatil gabei velo chayis. The words of Rashi here, what does Rashi say in Erevin? Al derech zeh, right? What is Russian Rashi? In Erevin, the case of ein makbid, why is it not a chatzitza? Havi kigufo, Avagav Davi Kirubin. No, Havi Kigufo. Havi Kigufo. What does Havi Kigufo really mean? The goof has in it, has the goof had becomes a shtickle goof, mamish? Tell me, literally. The goof, the thing that's on there is not makbid. Havi Kigufo? I don't think so. It can't be. The goof is goof. Elamai, bottle to the goof means that there was a bias mayim, and it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother me. It's batel, so it's not going to create the chesaron of chatzitza. It's batel denogeyad in of chatzitza. In other words, it's not gufo mamish, but mitzad halachically, lamdish speaking, but the inyan of chatzitza, such a thing is not going to obstruct. If there's a bias mayim and every, if it went in, and there's something that's interfering and interposing, it's there. But if it's something you don't care about, you. So then, binogea, this inyan, it's called that you went in and it's not obstruction. Havli kufa, it's not considered to be a chatzitza. It's specific to the inyan of chatzitza. Eino makbid, havli kufa, but the mitzvah says there is an obstruction. But does it rise to the level that it's going to be posed so that the tevila? The answer is, it's not poso the tevila. It's not going to do what a chatzitza does to ruin the tevila. That's the habay kigufei by guf. It's not going to interfere with the tevila. The etzem, there is a chatzitza. Vaharaya. If you say that miut she'eno makbid is chotzeitz, as the Yesh Mefarshim say, by the basar, what do you mean? How could there be such a thing? Habay kigufei. How could it be a chilek? How could it be basar, be a chatzitza? How could anyone say that any case will be a chatzitza? The answer is, have a kikufe now till tomorrow. Well, ma'isa, there's something rocking. That passes the tefillah. So the svara of eino makbid being better is, in terms of chatzitza, it's bato, it's good enough. It doesn't bother me that it's called a shem davar chotzitz. It's not called davar chotzitz, if it doesn't bother me, that it's there. Could be as follows. When it comes to Kalim, so the inyan of Hakpada there goes to a more fundamental level. Mm-hmm. Namely, what's a beged? What's a kli? If something is on it and you don't care that it's there. That substance that's on it, so that's the kli. That's the kli. That's the essence of the kli. The kli, so who says the kli is only, the beged is only those strands that it's made of, that's woven together, that makes the beged. And if you have something that comes to stick on it, and if as far as you're concerned, it can stay there forever. It doesn't bother you. So that's the beged. Havalei, it's mamish. It's mamish the beged. It's mamish the kli. Memela, there's no problem. Memela, there's no, the issue is not chatzitza. The whole chatzitza issue is no longer a problem, because chatzitza is only if you're talking about something that's interposed between the thing that's being immersed and the water. But if the thing that's brought though is mamish ashtikul kli, so then of course it works. So then, because there's no chatzitza, because it is the kli, not the havelei kigufei of the lumdish havelei kigufei of the basa. This is it. It'll come at an amazing nafkamina. Think of it, consider the following. I mean, so what are we basically answering? What's our Yisha for Rashi, for the Yesh Mepharshim? That the reason why the Mishnais are discussing examples of not being makbid, and therefore not being a chatzitza by kelim, even though we're saying here that by basar, everything is chotzis, even mir she'eno makbid, so how come it's talking about makbid, not makbid? The answer is because when it comes to kelim, not being makbid means that it became part of the kli. So the whole kli was immersed. There's no chatzitza. It's all part of the kli. It's all the kli. The kli is including the thing that you're not makbid on. Come that tremendous nafkamina. Rav Kahana's statement. What was Rav Kahana's statement? Kulo is chotzeitz even if you're not makbid. So what do we say? What did we say? What's the pshat? The chatzitza. What would be by kelim? Would that problem exist by kelim? Kulo the eno makbid. If we would have understood, like Tosus understood, the Pashtus, it's the same halacha of eno makbid that you find by basar, but that's only rubo, not kulo. But if we say this svar mechudeshes, that the pshat by kelim is that it's mamish part of the kli, so then it would come out even kulo would be fine. That's the kli. I told you that the etzem svara is in the rush. In the rush, but not to the extent that we're saying it. In a particular case in the Kvos, that the Pirush HaRush speaks about and says svara, the domet to what we're saying now. It talks about, one of the examples in the Mishnah is kumkumus. We even use the word today, kumkum. What's kumkumus? Eluchotzin bekelim, and so on. And it mentions kumkumus, pirush Rambam, who klisha machamin bochamin. You use it to warm something with, like a, use again today also, it's used like a thermos, an urn. Upa'amik sheyesh bo mayim, machamin bo pchamim, v'kamer shetzorch sheshafshif ha'pacham shebetochel. So what's the issue of chatzitza there, that we're discussing? If there's ash that sometimes gets collected inside, so you have to take it out, not to be stuck, and create chatzitza. Where the ash that's stuck from inside. Says the Rush, the chemistavra, that's what we're discussing, the ash that collects inside the kumkum. However, don't assume that it's talking about shachruris hanibak de kumkum zibachutz. Maybe you'll say it, the chatzitza issue by kumkum has to do with the black stuff that gets stuck to it on the outside of the kli. She'ena de makbid alav. He says that would not be a problem. In other makbid alav, v'darko b'kach, lashon harash. V'darko b'kach, that might be making this case unique. V'darko b'kach, v'chashiv k'dofen hakli, v'afilu b'kulo en achotzeitz. Kach lashon harash. Again, specific to that case, but the etzem svara is already in the rush. He says there's a situation that he presents where there's something, a kli, this case of kumkum, which is completely covered by this black stuff on the outside, and no one is makbid, says the Rush, even the kulo, no problem. Why? He calls it darko bekach. Again, that's why the Rush would limit it to this case. But this is darko bekach. Not typically would you say darko bekach. That's why I think the Rush would not necessarily, he wouldn't. He asks kashas on the Yesh Mepharshim like Tosus does. But the Lamaisa, we take out the word darko bekach, we can basically plug in the spot of the Rush. That what? The chashik gedofen akli. That feel bekoi in a chotis. That idea, the chashik gedofen akli, that could be the issue. That by kelim, the lack of being makbid gives it the shame dofen akli, gives it the shame of the kli itself. It's a chidush, but it comes out, the Rush said it already in his limited case of kumkum, we wouldn't be machadish, that's the halacha by kelim, but again, tremendous chidush would mean that the kulo by kelim would not be chotem. Kana only spoke about by other. Possibly a way to answer for the Yesh Mefarsha. The Neo Eitan, yeah.
When we said that by blood it was not gonna, we're not going to be mapped on it, blood itself cannot be a kli. So when I think it's part of a baguette, then I'm going to say that blood will turn into a baguette.
Any substance that you're not mapped about, that becomes a kli.
But then if it's blood completely around the entire baguette, now it's blood.
I'm not talking about kulo. You want to tie that in some cases kulo would not, my kiddush would not apply. Good. I don't disagree. Maybe. We could quibble. There's no. I mean, in theory, it should be the same by kulo. You think maybe there's some things that are just so distasteful that you can't imagine. But kulo, I mean, if he's not makbid at the end of the day, he's not makbid. You think, but that could be part of the
kli. It's a little kli. It's only a kli if
it's part of the substance.
Part of a kli, and then the blood can then turn into a kli. Then it can be kli makbid. Which would be blood.
No, right now, if it's on the kli, it's on the kli. Well, it's on the kli, and you're not makbid, so that's the kli. Now the kli has this extra layer to it. It's a svara to digest. Can I tell you?
Why is Tosfos assuming that if Rashi doesn't have the lachem mushrim sin by baser, then it'd be can't be kula?
So that I wanted. That's mamish going to be nagia. We're going to toast the. We're going to get to very, very
if you
soon.
Say cool, then you
pashtus. Yeah, it's obvious. Okay, you're onto something very important. The chayra, this pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim would have to assume that lule the halacha moshmi Sinai. What's the default understanding of the din of chatzitza? Even miyachin and makbid is chayra. The chayra. That's what happened. Cheshbonet. I want to get toast the. That's machayra. What's going to follow? Yeah, it has to be that way. Otherwise. What do you get to the halacha of chose? Maybe the opposite. Yeah, quite right. Yeah.
If we say from Balsar, if there's something on it which would prevent the BS mind for a person for Balsar, that would prevent it, and there would be a chatzitza, like any kol shehu, because it's physically there, the mitzvah is there. I guess why would we distinguish between hair then?
The halacha, because hair is not as chamur. Here is another din of chatzitza, and because it's not, it's only seyer. So there, we're more lenient. Torah is more lenient. Basa the Torah has higher standards. The same way you wouldn't have thought there's a din chatzitza by seyer. So when the halacha comes along and tells you what the kolam are, so the din of seyer has its own criterion, which are more lenient than basa. That's so hard to understand.
It's so hard to say.
No, by basa the standard is different. It's
no.
More machmir for chatzitza by basa, by seir, that's what comes out. Yeah.
So why would we say seir if it's kulo, even though you're not machbid, still chatzitza, but by a kli if it's kulo, even though you're not machbid?
Because it doesn't, they think it's svar by keli, it's a unique svar that becomes like the kli. I wouldn't say that by seir or basa.
But seir, we're equating now seir and keli in terms of the fact that it's havali kigufe.
I didn't equate seir with keli.
Isn't that what comes out? Because Rashi said
that Havale Kigufe. No, Havale Kigufe is a chatzitza, Rashi's talking about. But I say, right. Right, yeah, but Havale Kigufe is not the same as what we just said by Caleb. I said, I take the Havale Kigufe of Rashi in a different way than Havale Kigufe that I'm explaining Caleb. Havale Kigufe is, halachically speaking, it's enough to be considered batal that it's not a chatzitza. But again, you could have. You still see a mitzvah as something that's foreign, but the foreign thing is for chatzitza, it doesn't bother me. It's not chosid. Yeah, but it's not. It's not a shtick sayer. It's not. By a keli, you can hear a svara. A keli, that the svara of the rush of the rush in mikvos. It's a dof. It's like part of the dof and a kli. It's specific to keli. I mean, kelim, the same. Why do you say the beged is only the material, the fabric of the material? Something gets stuck to it, and as far as you're concerned, it can stay there. So that's the beged. All right, listen. You like it? You like it? If not, it'll be Shar and Rashi. Okay? It's an attempt.
The extra chiddush nos of that, if the entire thing is...
That's what we're suggesting. By Kaylee, that svar is unique to Kaylee. Like, again, I found the etzem svar in the Rush, by case that he spoke about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a sin.
Let's see. I want to finish the Tosis and Tosis Rush, so it's going to be in Ugea later on, what you're going to bring in.
Yeah, are we going to Ugea the Tosis for a few times?
Okay, let's see. Right to Tosis. Let's finish the Tosis. V'im Tomar Tractosis Achakash Kevan Da'asa Hilchasot L'Rubo V'lo L'Miyuto. You're telling me that the Halacha came to tell us that Rov is a Chatzitza and not Miyut. So we know the Din Chatzitza, basically when you hear the Halacha, that tells me when it's a chatzitza, not miyut, but rov. Tosis already is sort of taking a stand on the question of what we would say without the halacha, right? What's Tosis lashon? Kim to us ilchus aguruba below a miyut. In other words, without the halacha, what would I say? That a miyut is a chatzitza. No. Im kein kara lemayasa. The what do you need the pasuk? The dashina psaro shelo yedav achotzif bino ben amay. What do you need a pasuk to tell me that there's a halach of chatzitza? Meaning, when I have the halacha, I know everything. The halacha tells me that there's a din chatzitza berubo. So what do I need the pasuk itself of chatzitza? This is Tosis Kash. And for Tosis, Yeshloma, the Itzbrich in a chinami. You wouldn't need it in a normal case because the Pasuk doesn't add anything that I wouldn't know already from the Halacha. Halacha tells me everything. You know Chatzitza, you know the Tanoim of Chatzitza. Yeshloma, the Pasuk is Negea, the Itzbrich of Beis Hastari. These are Perkama de Kedushin. What does Tosis mean? Beis Hastari, the private areas as exposed under the armpit, Bechuli, Beis Hastari. So what's the halacha when it comes to Beis Hastari for Tevila? So, or maybe it means inside, like the you know, parts that are, you know, cavities in the body. Anyway, so what is the halacha of Beis Hastari? You don't actually need Bias Mayim. What do you need? You saw the Gemara Kedushin, right? What do you need? Ra'oi le'bias mayim. So what's the halacha of chatzitza, as Nogea over there, that if you have a chatzitza, that would prevent the potential and the possibility of bias mayim. And that's based on the rule of Avzera. Avzera's famous rule of kol ro'i le'bila, ein bila ma'keves bo, v'she'en ro'i le'bila, bila ma'keves bo. The famous idea originates in the case of Menachos, that you need to have the potential to be able to mix the flour with the shemen in a way that it would mix, it would have a normal type of a mixing, and if the proportion is such that you couldn't have a belila, even if you didn't do belila, it's kosher, but if you couldn't have done belila, that would be worse. That's called ra'oi le'bila. Bila is milashin like belila by the shemen of the mincha. So this becomes now a catchword for all kinds of situations, in all kinds of halachis, for ra'oi le'bila, that the Torah might say a particular halacha to bikurim. There's a din of kriya by bikurim, mikvah bikurim. So it's not ma'ake, but you need ra'oi le'kriya. V'chuli, some examples, all kinds of examples, you need ra'oi le'bila, meaning that you don't actually have to have that halacha carried out, but it has to be potentially so. So too over here. The areas of Beis Hastarim, whatever they're defined as, doesn't need the actual bias mayim. We learn out it's only areas that are may of roi. Rashi says, example, tochape. Rashi gives example, bit hastam, tochape. You don't need the water to actually go into your mouth when you're tevel. Rather, it has to be ra'u that it could have. If you'd have a chatzitza in the area that it couldn't have gone in, that would be a problem. So Tosis says, that's where the din chatzitza would be nogea. Pasha don't understand fully pshat and Tosis. So, l'maisa, why do you need the pasuk? At the end of the day, we need the pasuk. I mean, if I have Avzera, if I know the din chatzitza from the halacha, and I know the din of Avzera of Koroi Lebila, so it's only because there's a pasuk that you would now invoke Avzera's rule. I mean, if I know chatzitza from the halacha, and I know Raya Labila, so then again, why do you need the pasuk? It's only a din Raya Labila if the pasuk stated black on white chatzitza, or if I can infer the din chatzitza from the halacha, it's also a din Raya Labila. No, maybe not. Maybe Tosis holds it's only when there's a pasuk that says straight out, there's a din of chatzitza. So now, what do I need the pasuk to tell it to me? I would know it from the inference of the halacha. The answer is it's nogea by Raya Labila. But you wouldn't say Rei Lebila on a din chatzitza that I would glean from Halacha Mishmi Sinai. No, otherwise, Pasha, what is Tosis answering? At the end of the day, I know the din of chatzitza from the Halacha, and I know the din of Zeh Rei Lebila. So again, why wouldn't you need the pasuk?
So chatzitza applies even to Bezisar.
Yeah, I understand. But what Tosis is saying that to answer up why you need the pasuk that teaches me chatzitza. In other words, I would know the din chatzitza from where? From the fact that there's a Halacha that tells me Rov HaMakdid. So if the halacha tell me Rov HaMakdid is chatzitza, what do I see that there's din chatzitza? No, if I know it's din chatzitza, then there should be a din of Raya Labila by Beis Hasdar. What do you need the pasuk? So what it tells answer?
Or if
you're not
makdid,
I
carried over to Beis Hasdar. Maybe the only pasuk from Beis Hasdar aren't Beis Hasdar.
I know the din of chatzitza, and I know the kolim and the tznayim of chatzitza. All that from halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Now I ask me beis hasdar, and so I'll tell you, we learn to have a pasuk only me of roi, so we know you don't actually need bias mayim, but I know that it has to be roi l'bias mayim, and I know chatzitza therefore would be a problem because it has to be roi l'bila.
Even less than ribo amafid?
No, so that whatever would be the tznayim of chatzitza everywhere else, I would need that to be conforming to the kolim of what would not be a chatzitza by Beis HaStar. So what do Tosis mean to answer that Itzbrich of Beis HaStar? The only thing that occurred to me is maybe Tosis holds that you wouldn't say Rai Labila on anything but where the Torah says the halacha itself. There's a halacha in the Torah, then there's a Rai Labila that goes on that din. Torah says Bulu of Hashemen. Torah says Mikra Bikurim. Torah says chatzitza. Now I know that even by Beis HaStar there's din of Rai Labila. I didn't see it. I just make stomachs talked about. What does Tosis mean? But if it's just a halacha chatzitza that I would know from the halacha, then I wouldn't say Rei Labila. Maybe. Because the Maisi, you have Rav Zeira. It's based on Rav Zeira that Reis HaStar is a problem of chatzitza. So why does Tosis mean need a pasuk for that? Yeah?
So halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is saying that you need to roll over your body to be covered in order for it to be chatzitza.
Right. So that's
if you have a small chatzitza in between your teeth, while you have a havamina just from the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that would be a chatzitza. You would think, okay, the enough nami to chatzitza for Beis HaStar, but it's not enough to cause
you mean Beis HaStar chatzitza would be a case of niyut?
Yeah.
But maybe that
I thought that
should
be more
confusion.
Like the case of shame. So you wouldn't know, be able to come up with that without the pasuk itself. Look here.
But that's chatzitza, even though we need ruvo makdid.
That's the thing. That's what he's saying. Beis HaStar is its own category. Just like, and there would be, it would not be based on the standards of Rubomak.
No, but maybe,
but you could ask the same question also. What's the
story? No, he's saying it would not be totally Rubomak. Wait a second. So, Eno Makbid would also be? What are you going to say? So, where do you get to why Makbid only Makbid? Why would it have to be Makbid? If you're creating your own din.
Chatzitza.
So the Roy Labila is going to be more chamor than even if it's in a makbid, will be chatzitza beis hasdar. You have to check that out. He's saying a chidush. I think the ikar din will come out. It's not totally in those conditions. It would be even mirch in a makbid, but beis hasdar would be a problem in a Roy Labila. And that's only because of the pasuk. I'm not sure. I don't want to say anything. I hear.
But then,
yeah.
If it's really what Raph is saying, where was Tosfos getting that chill? Just to say that, why would he not include Rei Labila, the basis star in the halacha?
Because we don't really need the asmayim. So that there's only halacha of Rei Labila. So if it didn't chatzitza, if it didn't have to be roughly that it would that couldn't have that if you would have wanted, you would not have a chatzitza. Even if you would have wanted to have the word there, it would not be chotz. It would not. Nothing would block it.
Similar to what you're saying, maybe we just need like a plain explicit source that talks about the concept of chotzitza, not talk about.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was noticing. I was thinking maybe the whole halacha Rei Labila is only tagging on to a mafurish pasuk. So then that pasuk has relevance to tell me not that you need that halacha, but you need roi for that halacha. But if it's not an explicit mukkar in the pasuk, then the regular bila doesn't speak to such a thing.
What would be the connection otherwise? Like, how would you just draw over?
No, so if you know din chatzitza that you can glean it, you can infer it from the halacha mishmisinai, so then now assume you need regular bila for that. But even basis, it's din chatzitza. We see it in the halacha mishmisinai. So now basis star would need regular bila.
Where would the regular bila or afari?
No, because if there's a din chatzitza, now you say so. Now we have another pasuk that says that on the outside it doesn't only bias nine, but we say wait, you don't need bias nine, but you need royal bias nine. Tosef Zerush has his own thing to say, and this brings us now to the very, very basic question of what would be without the pasuk. What would be without the pasuk? I should say without. Without the halach, without Rabbi Yitzchak Tzelchum Hashemisina, what would be my assumption about chatzitza? So Tosef Rosh has two drachim here, how to understand, and there's also Tosef Yeshanim in Erevin as well. Yeah. The Tosef Rosh brings a lot of the discussion in our Tosef, and then he brings this kasha that we just read. Find it? Yeah, okay. The Yimtoma, Kivin de Asilchsa, Rubo Miuto, de Inachotzets, Ela Rubo Hamakbid. Imkain Kra, Lemai Asa. The Dashina Besaro Shalei Davachotis Benel Ben Amai. So he brings the teretz. The Yeshua Mar, this is the Beis Hasdar that we had in Tosis. Inami. The Rosh says, I have another answer. Now, by the way, just to point out the obvious, to see the obvious, this kasha the Tosis asked is how is it connected to what's before in Tosis? How is it connected? According to this kasha, it's a kasha on Tosis. Is it a kasha on the Yesh Mefarshim? Obviously not. That's what Tosis is bringing in now. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, the halacha is that when it comes to basar, even miut she'enu makbid is chotzeis. The din of Rabbi Yitzchak, the halacha must be seen was only said by Seah, so then the kasha obviously doesn't exist. You need the halacha, you need the pasuk. Two separate inyanim. The halacha Moshe Mitzinai would be Nogeya Seyar, and the Dina Chatzitza is learned out by Basar, and that we say is going to be even Miut She'ena Makt. Chor, then the Kasha is not a Kasha. So he's only asking because of what he holds, that there's no difference, and the halacha spoke not just to Seyar, but also to Basar, so what do you need the Pasuk of Chatzitza? I see it all from the halacha. Chor? Yeah?
I couldn't. One asks the same kasha on Rashi's pshat in the halacha mishmisina for Seah.
What do you need? What do you need the din of chatzitza by Seah that's learned out of S?
When you have the halacha mishmisina by Seah.
Okay, good. So what's the, good? Hear the kasha. So what's the answer? What is the pasuk of Seah that's chatzitza? What's the pasuk? What? The Tosin Erevin. What? Ask at the end, my tzarech kol asara. What's the pasuk by Seir? The pasuk is S. So what is that pasuk telling me about Seir? What is it telling you about Seir? It's telling me the din of the tevilah, you need the asmaim on Seir. And the mela, since it's also din of chatzitza by basar, so then it's also going to the din of chatzitza as well. So it's viewed as if it's also telling me that. But if I don't need it for that chatzitza, but it's not extra. It's telling me the din of the Yasmayim by Seya. If I need it for Chatzitza, so that also goes into the S, because the S connects to everything that we had before. That's what I would say simply when it comes
to. That's
why
you need the word S, but you
right.
Need the drasha.
No, so who's an Akasha on? So who made a drasha? The drasha is only because of the S. So the S is there for Yasmayim, so the S is telling me the din of the Yasmayim.
Well, extra? If we're using the S, doesn't it seem
the S has to tell me about the din of the Yasmayim of Seya. Now, if I don't know the din chatzitza, so then I'll also know the din chatzitza by seir as well, because it's also going on that too. If I have a halacha to tell me chatzitza, the kol yom chatzkom chatzitza, wouldn't I still need the S to tell me that's some halacha b'yasmai? Unless you say I would know that from the halacha, because why talk about chatzitza? Obviously, b'yasmai.
No, because then you'd be like basic stuff. You don't need b'yasmai.
Why wouldn't you be able to say that same svar by Basar? That if we know that if we're going to learn about the chatzitza process, Allah from the Sinai, then why do we need the Basar?
That's just
BS9. I'm saying, why wouldn't we be able to answer to teach us BS9? Like the same thing.
The BS9 is not so much a hakash where you need a halacha BS9. That's the din of tefillah. The din of tefillah is you need BS9, and that's the definition. By seir, I would say maybe. You don't have to be told with the seir. Maybe only the person at the seir. That's a different halacha. Who says it has to be bias maim on the seir? But the etzem halacha of bias maim with the basa, that's the din tefillah. The Torah tells me you have to do, you go to mikvah. So that's not a kasha. But the drush of chatzitza from the besar b'mayim, that's Tosas kasha. What do you need besar b'mayim? You guys are asking, what about the drush of seir? So I'm asking, what drush of seir? The drush of seir is es. The pasuk of es is going on the din of bias maim. But it's also, Mimelu going to tell me chatzitza too. So, but you're asking good, because if you have a halacha that spoke to din chatzitza by seir, so implicit in that is that you need bias naim.
You're
saying be a bias star.
Okay,
sure. Okay. I hear. Okay. Back to the Tosa Rush. Okay. I see we're very levitic today. Okay, good. Tosa Rush has another suggestion to this kash. What do you need, the pasuk of Besaro, that tells me chatzitza? Inami hava mina kulo. Ba'asi hilkasa v'garasa v'ukmaru. But this is sort of a good segue to what's coming message tomorrow and days after with the inyan of shlushas afilu tefach. The Gemara says, and he makes mention of that, right? Roots to it. We find often, well not often, we find at least precedent for the idea that halakha must be seen is coming, and it's coming to limit. Now you have to know how to define the word limit. Different ways to look at it. You can call limit your makel. You could say limit to take away the shear that's more to make it a lesser shear, and could end up being a chumrah. Different way how you define. You know, the Gemara says by the shlishis of the dofen of sukkah that you would have had the assumption of four. Tfanos, or I should say, yeah, three tfanos, I should say, cheshbon de gemar, but let's go with the sheet of chachamim, three. But then the halacha comes and says that the third dofen can even be only a tefach, can be limited to a garasei, so it cuts down the third dofen from being what you would think the full shiur meshach sukkah to be only a tefach. That's a precedent for the idea of a halacha coming l'gareya. Now, how would that be inserted and applied to what we have here, Binogeya Chatzitza? And here you have two drachim in Tosa Rush, and he wants to cheshbin it out in terms of answering Tosa's kash. Let's see how it plays out. So he says, have his first possibility, Inami Hava Mina Kulo. What would I say without the halacha Moshmisina Chatzitza? I would say that what's Chotzeitz? Kulo. Rubo would not be a Chatzitza. V'ashi hilkasa v'garasa. Comes halach again, the idea of garasa, like you find by the shlishis of the dofen of sukkah. V'ukma rubo. And says, it's not kulo, it's rubo. U'kai gav namrino, come on, gabi sukkah. This is what we find by sukkah. Ashi hilkasa v'garasa l'shlishis v'ukma tefach. There it's, interesting. There it's a kula, right? You can have, you don't have three full walls, the third wall could be shorter. Here, the garasa is going to do what? It's going to make a chumit. The chatzitza is already a chatzitza by rubo. But it's similar in what respect? That it's taking away that the shear would have been bigger and making it less. So before we thought the shear dolphin was the full zayin tfachim on the third wall, now it can be tefach. Here you would think that the din chatzitza is only kulo, but not rubo. He says, no, there's a din chatzitza, here it's a chumra, but it's garasa in respect that it's rubo. Now how does this answer the kasha? It's connecting into the kasha. The kasha was, what do you need the pasuk if I have the halacha? That was Tosa's kasha. So what's the answer?
No, you need to have
What?
It's
the pasuk is telling me what the pasuk is telling me. Kulo. The halacha is only working off of the pasuk. The halacha is coming not in a vacuum. The pasuk is telling me, no, don't say kulo. Say ruba, so that you need the pasuk, and then you can have the halacha that comes in and garis. That's the teres.
Why can't you still just have that halacha?
And I would have thought that the halacha is kulo.
If you would have said no, had you learned the other way. Let's play out what he's going to say in a minute. He's going to ask Kashis and he's going to add. So we'll see. The alternative would be to say that without the halacha, what would I say? Cool. That there's a chatzitza,
even
miut she'eno makbid is a chatzitza. Right? Comes the halacha and says, no. Miut she'eno makbid is not chatzitza. Miut hamakbid is not chatzitza. Ruba she'eno makbid is not a chatzitza. What's a chatzitza? Ruba hamak. Comes out the halacha is coming to do what? To be maker. The garris is going to be to make it more lenient. If you learn that way, then the kash is still a kash. Then it comes out that the halacha is machadish to us. What?
Akua.
Machadish what?
The pasuk is very, very, even a mute.
Then the problem is the pasuk. Then the problem seems to be, then the kasha comes back. Then what do you need the pasuk? I have the halacha. The Torah is telling me, the halacha is telling me that there is a chatzitza. How is
only building off of the pasuk. First you need the pasuk.
So then why is this discussion totally in this kasha of Tosis? He says, Inami, another teretz to the kasha, what do you need? The pasuk, because I would say kulo, and halacha comes to take away. And now, and if I understand that, then I understand why I need the pasuk first. Meaning, if I would have said what he's going to say in a minute, he's going to fall away from this. I don't like this pshat, that the pasuk came to what? To be machmir, to take away from the assumption that kulo is a chatzitza, and not Rubo, and I say, no, Rubo is a chatzitza, lo nihiru li, im ken habele lo meymar, the Lashna Gemara in Ervin should have been, ki asa yilchasa le kuo ula Rubo, blo meyiske miyuto. He's focusing on the Lashna Gemara in Ervin, unless he had the gear sahir as well like that. Lashna Gemara was, that what? Ki asa yilchasa Rubo u miyuto u makbashenu makbid, u kidrav Yitzchak. Our Gemara just says kidrav Yitzchak, but that Gemara brings in, the halacha comes for Rubo miyuto, makbid enu makbid. What are you mentioning in miyuto? If the halacha came to tell me not kulo but rubo is already a chatzitza, then why mention miyuto? Why is that even on the radar screen? Elamai, because you would have thought the miyuto is a chatzitza. He says no, it's only rubo, not miyuto. So for that inyan of rubo miyuto, that not afuke, that you would have thought miyuto is a chatzitza. No, it's not. The miyuto was already on your radar screen. So then you could talk about miyuto. So the Lashna Gemara is mashma that the halacha came to do what? To be makel. To say that the shear would be only rubo and rubo, only rubo and makbid, not what you would have thought, which is ain't no makbid even miyuto. So therefore, v'nira lila farish. Because of this, it would seem the ilav hilchisa without the halacha hava mina afil miyuto she ain't no makbid. Even miyuto she ain't no makbid. Why would I say that? The beinan kol b'sar b'mayim. Why would I say that? Because of the pasuk, this is how it ties into the point. So that the beina kol b'sar b'mayim, v'asay hilchasa l'hakel. So that garasa is going to be a kula b'kmino arubo, but the dafka makbid dumya the sukkah as well. The hilchasa b'hachi that the pasuk is coming to do what? To be makel on the third dofen. Again, so we have in the Torah there's two possibilities. What would be without the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that we would think only kulo kamash malan the halacha that rubo is also chatzitza, and or we would think that even miut she'eno makbid is a chatzitza comes to Torah lahakel and say no only what only rubo a makbid is a chatzitza not less. But again, how does it come back to the kasha? The kasha was what do I need the pasuk? What do I need the pasuk? What I know everything from the halacha. So what is the samtosa rush? If I would explain that I would have thought that only kulo is a chatzitza, and the pasuk came and said now a chumra that rubo is a chatzitza, so then I understand that I need the pasuk. That would be another teretz Tosis kasha. But if I what? If I would have said the other way, that I would have thought that a chatitza is anything. Even mitzvah in a makbid. And the pasuk comes and says, no, no, only ruba makbid. So then the kasha returns. So then why do I need the pasuk? I don't understand. Why is that totally habaha? Like, what? Same thing. The pasuk is working off of, the halach is working off of the pasuk. Much the cheshvin of the pshat Tosef Rashi, I'm not clear on. How do you understand? I mean, I'm open, listening. You know, what, why is, well, Masha, what was Tosef's lashon? When Tosef had the kasha? Kiven to us, ilchasar lerubo velo lemiyuta. What does that sound like? Which pshat Tosef Rashi? Lerubo velo miyuta. The second one, he says at the end, that you would have thought miyut is a chatzitza, even in a makbid, kamash mut. And yet Tosef did ask the kasha, krola mayasa. So it's, so I'm missing something. So Tosis feels a kasha, even if he understood it, the maskara Tosis Rush. Tosis Rush made it seem like the inami, the answer to Tosis kasha, is to learn it one way versus the other. The cheshbon of those I don't understand well. Manafshach, either you can say it's not a kasha because the halacha is coming to work off of the misconception that he would have had from the pasuk. Or you can still ask a kasha, but once I have the halacha, so I know everything I need to know from the pasuk. I don't know, Pasha, what's going on? In other words, why is this issue totally in the kasha? I have two drachim, and what would be without the halach? I understand. But as far as why do I need the pasuk is concerned, why do two pshatim tos rush hinge on that question? Yeah?
Even for the second pshat, what the halach Moshe Messiah is doing, it's not being the chadash of the chatzitza, it's just making magdir what chatzitza is. So I need the pasuk to tell me that there's such a thing called chatzitza. I would have thought that chatzitza is even a miyut shein a makbid. How comes the halach Moshe Messiah to be magdir that chatzitza to now be new? It's not a miyut shein a makbid. No, I'm talking about ruba.
Okay, so you need the pasuk, you don't need the pasuk.
You need the pasuk. Tell me the etzem bechatzitza. But the halach Moshe Messiah is
then why is Torah Rosh Mashba that if you learn it that way, then the kasha would still be a kasha.
Tosef
the Rush. Tosef the Rush sounds like the inami is a second teretz because he learned it that way, that the pasuk came the hachmir to move it from rov to from kulo to ruva. That's the teretz. But if I would say what he says at the end, then I have to fall back on the first teretz and base hastarim. Look, I want to hear one. Avram, your hands up.
Yeah. I don't understand why. Sounds like he's being
thinking. Either one works. So why is he make it seem like inami by saying it this way? I'm answering the kasha. You're saying inachinami. Either way, he's answering.
No, because he just has a problem with the girsa of meaning picking whether it's coming to the vehicle or the makhluk. It's not that he's picking one. So you're saying like this.
You're saying that really either approach is going to answer the kasha. Okay. The mashmos to me was sounded like he was only answering it because of the saying it one way, not the other way, and I don't hear why that should be. But okay, be that as it may. But let's now run with what we see in Tosef Rush in terms of two mahalchim, what would be without the halach, right? One possibility is without the halacha, I would say chatzitza is bekulo. Comes the halacha and says, I'm Gara Seg, and the analogy to the Dolphin Ashlishi, Gara Seg Kulo to Rubo, that what? That there's a chatzitza already at Rubo, the halacha came how? Le? The halke lahachmir? Lahach. One halach. The other pshat is the other way around. Without the halacha, I would say everything is a chatzitza, even miyut, even eno makbid. Comes the halacha and says no. I'm going to tell you halacha is chatzitza is only by rubo amakbid. That's garisei. In what sense is garisei? It's being a hakel, just like by the dofen ashlishi being makel to be even a tefach here being makel. That chatzitza is not what you thought miyut she'ein amakbid, but only by rov amakbid. Okay, and that's the pshat that he prefers. Now I ask you a simple pashat question. Go back to the Yesh Mefarshim Matosis, which some attribute to Rashi, right? Namely, that the halacha spoke to Sarah. The halacha spoke to Sarah. Now, what's the halacha by Besara? So So they tell me the halacha is everything is a chatzitza. The halacha didn't speak to Sarah. What am I left with? Everything is chatzitza. L'chor, what does that indicate? That how where would we be without the halacha? Halacha number two. L'chor, it's muchach. That yesh mefarshim. To assume the yesh mefarshim is to assume that without the halacha, I would say everything is a chatzitza. That's why the default is that by besaro everything is chotzit. Were I to say that without the halacha, only kul is chotzit, then where do you get off saying that by gufo, even miyuto she'en amakli is chotzit? It's muchach, right? It's muchach. The Eitan made this point before. That yesh mefarshim would have to hold like the Tosa Rush. Not like Tosa Rush in the beginning, not the second, not the conclusion Tosa Rush, the first Pshat Tosa Rush. That the, right, that, I'm sorry. Tosa Rush, that even, right, I would think the Yutar She'en El Makbid is Chotzeitz, right, Maskar of Tosa Rush, and therefore, if I don't have the Halacha, I'm left with that, a both side, I want you to be Daik and Rashi now. Chira, something interesting. Lashon Rashi, carefully, with me. Back in the Gemara. Lashon Rashi. Dibur HaMaschil Gzeira. Second of the thin lines. Gzeira. I think the Chachamim will go there, right? Aruba Sheinu Makbin Mishimubah HaMakbin Amutah HaMakbin Mishimubah HaMakbin Mishimubah HaMakbin. Gzeira, says Rashi, Lav Halacha Mosh Misinehu. Ela Gzeira Midrabana. These cases are gzeira. Oh, he's going on higufa gzeira, whatever higufa gzeira. These cases themselves of rubo she'eno makbid or what or miut hamakbid only a gzeira, right? Because what is doraisa? The rubo hamakbid lechudei hu dahavi halacha Moshe miSinai. What is Lashon Rashi to you? What does it sound like? Rubo hamakbid lechudei hu dahavi halacha Moshe miSinai. The halacha of rubo hamakbid that's chotzeit is halacha Moshe miSinai. What does it sound like? That the chatzitza of Ruba HaMakbid is the halacha. The problem of chatzitza, that's Ruba She'en HaMakbid or Miur HaMakbid is only through gzeira. It's only a gzeira. So they're not going to make a gzeira with gzeira. What chatzitza problem would be halacha Moshe miSinai, not Drabanan? The problem of chatzitza of Ruba HaMakbid. That means that what did the halacha say? Kula or Chumra? Again, Rashi says these cases are only gzeira, but rubo hamakbid hu da'avi lach Moshe miSinai. The halacha came to be meiko, to be machmir. To be machmir means without the halacha, what would have been? Would have been fine because I would think there's no problem. Only by kulo is a problem. Comes the halacha and says no. Rubo hamakbid is a chatzitza. L'chayra, that would mean that Rashi would not hold like the yesh mefarshim. The way that many Rishonim attribute to Rashi. But it will be a raya then that Rashi holds, in fact, that there is a problem of Ruba Makbid by Basar as well, which would be a raya to who's Pshat in Rashi. The Ritva that we saw in Erevin Davdaleh, that Rashi's point of mentioning Seir before was only in terms of bringing a raya to the Shitas HaGaonim. That Seir would be measured by itself in terms of the standards of Rubo and not the composite between Seir and Basar. Because again, if the pshat with Rashi would have been based on that the problem of the din of the halacha was only by seir and by kulo and swat, it would be automatically be a chatzitza the miyuto. But Rashi's mashma that the din of Ruba HaMakbid is the halacha. According to this other pshat, that would have been from the pasuk. The halacha just came to reduce it and said, no, don't think. Don't think that Miur HaMakbid would be a problem. Only by Ruba, but the problem is not from the halacha, the problem is before the halacha. Rashi says the halacha Moshe miSinai created the chatzitza problem of Ruba HaMakbid. Again, that would seem to assume that without the halacha, it would be fine because it's not kula. What do you think, Rafi? No? You want to deflect the diuk?
I thought you were just saying this relative to the other two
halachas
I mentioned are also
Moshe miSinai.
Not even creating a
chatzitza thing. Rashi's lashon is the chatzitza problem of Rav HaMakbid is halacha Moshe miSinai. The way that
relative to
miu umakbid. Yeah, but he should say halacha Moshe. He should have said huda havi wat doraisa. He should have said daraisa. He's putting into the halacha. If the halacha, all the halacha did was say no, miut, and miut would not be enough. Miut she'eno makbid, miut ha-makbid is not enough. Only rubo ha-makbid. But that which rubo ha-makbid is chatzitza, it's not from the halacha. The halacha just said the other cases are not a chatzitza.
I don't think we're saying now that the daraisa is miut. It's saying that we would have thought this, and the halacha moshe mitina is saying that this is a real shot. I mean, once you have the halacha moshe mitina, now that's not what the daraisa is saying. We would have thought of the mu, and now they've also moved to explaining that's not.
But it's not going to go back to the same marker that would have been by mu tamakbid or mu she'eno makbid. Just that we're just pushing it off to say no, that problem is only by rov hamakbid. But it's not creating the chatzisa problem. It's just taking away the chatzisa problem from the other cases. Again, pashtus and Rashi, it sounds like the chatzisa itself that rov hamakbid has in it is from the halacha mishmisin. If that's a good diuk, then would seem to indicate the Rashi holds like the Ritva. As we've interpreted Rashi, the Rashi never meant to say that Basar would be any different. And Rashi only meant to say that you measure the Seir for the Seir. Okay. How many people would want to admit?